Here we go. Y'all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell and Brad Pollock. Right here for you. You know the drill. You can call us and ask us questions on any legal subject. This is a law talk show. 303-713-8255. 713-8255. And in the mountains, you can call us at 970-457-1009. That's 457-1009. We're here for you. If you want any of our books, they're free. All you have to do is call the studio right here, 303-713-8255. Or you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, or you can do both. If you want a hard copy, we'll send it to you. If you want to download an e-copy, you can do it right there. So 303-713-8255. Let's talk a little bit about UIM, because we've got some big news with regard to MedPay and UIM and GEICO. So, Brad, let's talk a little bit about the fact that these insurance companies have to offer you these coverages. If they don't, and what we usually find is we get a client in there and we try to make an application for MedPay to pay the medical bills, and they say, well, your client, this insured, didn't have MedPay. Sorry, goodbye. But they have to. Then we usually say, well, if that's true, then give us where they rejected it in writing. And what's the significance of that?
Well, we start out with MedPay being a situation where they say you have to reject it in writing. However, there is argument that you can reject MedPay in the same form that you obtained your insurance. So, you know, they've tried to argue that, look, if you obtain MedPay through the computer and on the computer, then you can reject it on the computer also, and you can reject it in the same form that you ordered, that you got your insurance. I still think that you want to watch out for that and say, no, we're going to make you give a written waiver and get a written waiver. As to UIM, there's no question. You have to have a written a waiver of the UIM insurance, period, and a statement. If there's not a signed waiver of the UIM, then you've got it. Insurance companies don't like that. A lot of times I think you find insurance agents who are trying to sell insurance, and they sell it by not including those as those items as coverage, and that's the way they make sure that you're going to be able to that you're going to buy their insurance, because you think you're getting something for lesser coverage, when other agents who are doing their job and are trying to make sure you're properly protected and are trying to make sure that you have the right coverage when you're in an accident, and you're going to be able to get the right amount of money, and you're going to be able to get yourself reimbursed for your losses, are actually trying to include the MedPay.
So, okay, let's talk turkey, because there's a class action lawsuit, and if you have any questions, you can call us at our law firm. You can call us right now against GEICO for refusing to offer certain coverages, including UIM. The bottom line is this: insurance companies hate UIM. They hate it. UIM, underinsured motorist coverage. And why? Why? Because when they write you, let's say they're writing you a policy, a car insurance policy, so they analyze you as a risk, right? So they say your premium is going to be X dollars because you're either a great risk, you're a bad risk, you're in the middle. It doesn't matter. They evaluate you. So if you get hit by another person, another driver, and you're injured, then that other driver, the at-fault driver's policy applies. But here's the rub. If the other driver does not have enough insurance, or if the other driver does not have any insurance, but right now we're talking about if the other driver, the at-fault driver, does not have enough insurance, then the UIM, that stands for underinsured, that's why it's underinsured, they don't have enough coverage, underinsured motorist coverage applies. They don't like it because they never wrote the risk or understood this risk from this crazy person who just hit you, this idiot that was texting and just T-boned you or rear-ended you. They didn't write that risk. So the class action against GEICO is saying that, okay, you didn't offer UIM. And they didn't offer because they don't want to. But the law says otherwise, and so you must pay attention to underinsured motorist coverage. Join us live right now on KHOW, Steve. Good morning, Steve. How are you? Steve, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. Sure. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to make a comment. Last week you had a guy on there talking about the pension.
Yes, sir.
And I just filed for a pension a couple of years ago.
Right.
And what I discovered, if you have a legitimate pension fund. They will not release the funds to you until they get the final, decree, divorce decree, that says that the wife didn't want the pension, or they never checked it. And my experience was, I went through a divorce in the 1990s, and the judge even asked her, did you want anything else? Did you want anything else? She never asked for a pension or anything past that. So when you file for your pension, the people that are controlling your pension want you to give that final divorce decree that shows that the wife could not want any of the funds. So I just wanted to make that comment from the person from last week. And I was out of town, but I was still listening. So.
Well, thank you for listening. And so your comment is really, really well taken. So it all defaults to the court order, meaning the decree and the divorce. And yeah. They want to see it. Please go ahead.
I had to go to Denver, go through records. I had to get the decree and had made it. They had to certify that it was the actual copy of the decree. And then I had to mail it to the pension fund in Washington, D.C., before I could get any of my pensions. I've got like four different pensions.
Right.
And all of them had to have that divorce decree saying that, and the judge wrote it down that, no, that's all there was. There was no demand for pension funds, for Social Security or anything. So.
Well, you know, and what you're talking about is most of the time, I don't know if you were dealing with what we call a quadro, QDRO, Qualified Domestic Relations Order. And what has to happen on these type of things is normally your attorney, if you have pensions, should be getting a qualified domestic relations order, like you said, through your plan, to make sure at the time of the divorce who's going to get what amounts out of the retirement or pension plan.
Right. And if they don't ask for it at the time of divorce, it could go 50 years. You still have to produce that document to the pension plan before they'll release any of the
Well, sure, because if you look at the pension plan, you're going to find that most times the pension plans, they provide not just for the employee, but they apply to the spouse too. And they deal with both the employee and the spouse. And so they need some kind of written instructions, and that's what a QDRO is. It's written instructions on how the benefits are to be paid to each party, when the benefits can be paid, how they should be paid. Lawyers more and more need to pay attention to that in the divorce side of the law. That when they're doing this and they're dealing with the pension, they need to get the necessary stuff. You're lucky that you were able to take your separation agreement and get it to them and have them accept it. Some pension groups will still want more, because when they go to pay out, remember, they're paying out, they still have the rules of their pension, unless that's been modified in some way that is acceptable to them and to the courts. They could end up having to pay double, and they don't want to do that.
Or they can be sued. They paid it to the wrong person, and the spouse says, I had rights, etc. But that's a great, great comment, Steve.
Yeah, she was underrepresented at the divorce. She didn't have an attorney, and she just never demanded or wasn't aware of it. So the next suggestion.
Yeah, well,
divorce, don't go in there without an attorney.
Right, and you know the French have a saying for that, c'est la vie. Thanks for the call.
You should have an attorney.
All right, Steve, we appreciate it. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. But in this show is for you to answer your questions on any legal subject. We've been doing it for years. Give us a call, 303-713-8255. Champions of the People. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is a law talk show. We talk law here. Any subject, 303-713-8255. 713-8255. We're ready to go for you if you want any of our books. You know, our two new books, Legal Game Plan. You must have a legal game plan. You must. These insurance companies that try to fight you and beat you, they have their own legal game plan. They have their own strategy. And don't believe they don't. And they know exactly what they're doing. And they train their adjusters. And then when they talk to you, they've got a game plan. What do you have? You can't guess. I mean, you can't guess at many things in life, not just legal things. You can't guess. All right? So, I mean, it would almost be like driving down the road with no gas gauge, and you just guess. You know, how far have you gone? How far do you have to go? You can't guess. You need a strategy. You need a strategy. Legal game plan. Brad and I put over our 30 years of experience each into this book, and it's a very informative book. And when you talk to these adjusters, if you have a rear-end accident, you say to yourself, I've been rear-ended, so surely somebody's going to help me. Surely some insurance company's going to pay me. And so that's one book, and you can have any of these free. Just call our studio right here. The other book is Motorcycle Law and Accidents in Colorado, the Definitive Guideline. Two people last week ordered all of our books, and we sent them free, and we're glad to do it. 303-713-8255. Brad, let's talk a little bit more about this Geico situation, where the insurance company, the allegations are and the claims are that they didn't offer UIM coverage, and they didn't give the UIM coverage, and that they didn't offer it equal. Let's say you bought $100,000 liability limits in case you caused an accident, in case you're responsible, in case you're liable, then they either didn't give or offer the UIM coverage in the equal amount, 100 grand or at all. And some of the allegations were that they put 25 grand, the minimum. You bought $100,000 of liability insurance, and they put the minimum 25 grand on there. Have a nice day.
All right, let's make sure we understand it. UIM is underinsured motorist coverage. It's the coverage you get for yourself in the event the person who hits you doesn't have coverage or has very little coverage, and your injury is greater. Our state law provides that up to the $250,000-$500,000 limit, if you get a $250,000-$500,000 policy, 100, 300 policy, a 5,100, and that means if you get coverage in those amounts, up to 250 for a person, 500 for the accident, that you're to be offered, it includes with it, UIM coverage, underinsured motorist coverage, or uninsured motorist coverage in an amount equal to your liability amount. That's it. Equal to. That's automatic. It's got to come. It's supposed to be offered. What they found is Geico, and look, folks, listen, this has been going on since 2010 in back east. But Geico was sued back then for deceptive practices for supposedly not, for allegedly, you know, I think it was borne out they weren't, for not offering the proper amounts of UIM. And Gary explained why earlier. And so what happened is that, you know, now what you're finding is people get hurt. There's not enough coverage. They think they have coverage. And what they find is they either have no coverage because Geico didn't give it to them, or they have very limited coverage, less than their liability. They only have $25,000 on a $250,000 policy. And I believe they're supposed to be offered the $500,000 on a single limits policy also. So what happens is they miss out on all sorts of their own personal protection. And it's a deceptive practice by Geico for not even offering it or giving you less than what you're supposed to get.
I'm telling you what, if you're sitting there thinking, well, I'm going to be okay because surely some insurance company will take care of me and pay. What if you're hit by a driver that has no insurance? Okay, you cannot think that way. The analog and the algorithms of your brain must not go that way. Because if you're hit by a driver that has no insurance, what do? You go to your own car insurance policy for your own UM coverage, and that's UM, UIM, UM stands for uninsured motorist coverage, and that's what's available to you. I am telling you, that's the first question. If you're sitting in our law office right now, saying I was in an accident, you know, a month ago, two months ago, 3 months ago, our questions are going to be, okay, let's see your insurance policy. What do you have for your own protection under UM and UIM coverage? Well, it shows on my policy I don't have anything. I think I signed a piece of paper to not do that. Well, then you just signed a piece of paper not to help yourself. Because these people, 24 to 25% of the drivers in Colorado have no insurance. None. Zero. You know, you don't want to get out of there and the scene of the accident, and then the police are there and they say, give me your insurance cards, and the guy that just rear-ended you and knocked you halfway or across the intersection says, I'm sorry, I don't have any insurance. Or they make up stories. You know, I've got my insurance card at home, and they don't have one. And the one I hate the most is when they say, here's my insurance card, and you call up the insurance company, XYZ insurance company, and they say that policy lapsed.
Right. They didn't pay it. And all of a sudden, you find out there's no insurance. Now, listen, this I guess I'm a little upset in a lot of ways because, like I said, this has been going on since 2010 in the East Coast. But I don't know of an attorney. If you have an attorney, and I don't like to tell people to change attorneys, but if you have an attorney who has not checked to find out what your UIM is on your car insurance, has not talked to you about that, and if you're pushing the limits. Now, if you have a $500,000 coverage and your damages are insignificant, maybe, or they're never insignificant, but if they're low, $20,000-$25,000, that's different. There's no reason to check the UIM. But if you're butting up against the total coverage that the other guy has that hurts you, and your attorney has not checked your UIM, then you need to change attorneys. Because the bottom line is, that's an automatic. Check the UIM, number one. Number two, if they say that you don't have it or you don't have it in the same amount as your liability protection, then the attorney needs to immediately say, where's the written waiver? Where's the written document where that my client signed a knowing waiver saying that they agreed to lesser coverage?
As part of your legal game plan, you can get our book free. Just call our studio right now or our law firm. But part of your legal game plan is your UIM coverage. That's part of your legal game plan. And I've said it before many times. I'll say it again right now. If you want a copy of my own personal deck sheet for my own car insurance policy, I'll send it to you. Just call the studio and tell them, and I'll send it to you, what I do. And I'll be glad to do that. Okay, we're going to talk to Kendra from Denver. Good morning, Kendra. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. What's cooking?
Not much. Just a beautiful morning here in Denver, and I'm on my way to work.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, you guys are great. I listen to you guys Saturday mornings, and you guys are just fantastic. Thanks so much for what you guys do.
Thank you. We're ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure it's not going to be your biggest case, and hopefully it's not too boring, but I'm actually calling for my sister and her fiancé. They were, this was almost a year ago, and they rent a house, and the landlord had some roofers come work on their house, and the roofers opened up the latch on the gate and let their dogs out. Well, my sister and her fiancé weren't home. And then it ended up their one-year-old puppy ran away, went into the street, and my sister and her fiancé ended up having like a $3,500 bill from the ICU at the vet. They lost the dog. So they've contacted their landlord, and their landlord said, yep, we'll take care of it. We'll get a hold of the roofers. And my sister's since spoken with the roofers and the roofing company. And they said, we'll take care of it. And it's been almost a year, and my sister got a certified letter from, like a prepaid legal company saying, oh, okay, here you go. This is the letter. We expect to see, some sort of payment, And the company has just since ignored my sister and their request.
Okay, Kendra, this is a very important. You said it might be small, but this is very important because Brad and I are both dog lovers, like a lot of dog lovers, animal pet lovers.
It's important, then.
Yeah, it's very important now. She can do something about this. And if you've been delayed, then welcome to read our books. Delay, deny, defend, the three D's. Delay, deny, right. Defend. Okay, we're not going to pay you. We're going to talk to you. We hope you go away. We'll say goodbye to you. So,
yeah,
we got a lot to talk about because we got the issue of liability to talk about, which Brad's going to address here in just a second.
Sure.
And then once you prove them liable and they did something wrong, which they did there, then you got to talk about damages. What is this worth? What do you look for? Okay. Brad's going to, we got to break this down to the components. Brad's going to talk to you about liability.
And you do have liability here now. So there's going to be some questions that are going to be there, and roofers are going to try and work this. So you've got to make sure they understand. First of all, there's got to be, when the roofers took the job, there's got to be some notice to them that there's a dog, that you don't want to let the dog out. The dog's going to be in the yard. The dog can get out. You've got to identify. And when homeowners get the roofing jobs done, they get work done, it's important that they really go through the entire process with the roofer of all the different unique aspects of the property, which includes we have a dog. And we don't want the dog out. And by the way, the dog's not going to be kept inside the house, or the dog has a dog door, and the dog can get out. And that's the first thing, that you have to be able to show that there was knowledge of that situation.
Okay, Kendra, can you stick with us over the break? I know you're on your way to work, but we've got some things to tell you, and we've got a break coming up. But please hang on, and thank you for the call, and we're going to talk to you on the other side, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Kendra.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, we're here for you. We are injury attorneys in our day lives, our radio lives. Guess what? We'll answer your questions. 303-713-8255. And right after the break, we're going to talk to Kendra about this sad dog situation. We'll be right back. Mustang Sally. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. So, Kendra, don't go away. We're going to get to you in a minute. But right now, we're going to talk to Eric over at Caitlin's. Good morning, Eric. What's going on?
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. What's cooking?
Hey, I got a couple of specials. We're on our final week of these specials, actually. And our breakfast special is going to be our breakfast sandwich. We're going to showcase that. That's going to come on your choice of white wheat, rice, sourdough bread. We're going to have two eggs cooked any style. You get your choice of ham, bacon, or sausage on that as well. You can have some Swiss cheese, cheddar cheese, American cheese. We're going to throw some Hatch chopped green chili on that. A little bit of lettuce, a little bit of tomato. Good stuff there. That's our breakfast special for one more week. And our lunch special is going to be our Mexican spinach salad. Now, we're going to load that up with some sliced tomatoes, fresh avocado, sweet corn, black beans, a little fresh cilantro. That's going to be on a bed of baby spinach. We're going to do that with your own special dressing that you have your choice. That's our lunch special for the week. And don't forget, on Mondays and Fridays from 11 to 2, it's all-you-can-eat taco and burrito bar. It's all you can eat. It's only $8.45. That actually includes a non-alcoholic beverage in the price. You cannot beat that. And like I said last week, we are now showcasing gluten-free bread. We've got some honey wheat gluten-free bread. We're serving that on the side as well. You can come get that. And I heard it's 90-something today. The sun's up. The umbrellas are up. The crafts or mimosas are only $12.50. So come on down. If you haven't seen Caitlin's, come on, check us out. And if you have, come on down. We'd love to see you again.
Okay, Eric, where are you located?
We are 4379 East Mississippi Avenue. Now, that's one block east of the Colorado Boulevard, and that's in the Glendale Shopping Center, guys.
Thanks, Eric.
Sounds great, Eric. Thanks.
All right, the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Let's get right back with Kendra. Kendra, you with us?
Yeah, I am.
Thanks for holding. I'm sorry we're burning up your data minutes there.
This is great, and that restaurant sounds amazing. I'm going to have to go down there. That place sounds great.
All right, great. You can give it a try. Okay, so in my opinion, and we're both going to give you our take, there's liability here. They shouldn't delay you. That's all they're doing. So liability for letting it out, letting the dogs out. Obviously the bill, obviously the death. An interesting question, Brad, on damages. People would ask us several times on the show over the years, you know, what is my pet worth? What's an animal worth? So let's talk about damages, what happens, and the vet bill of $3,500.
Well, I don't think there's much question that you're going to get the money for the vet bill. You know, and when I say there's not much question, obviously there's going to be arguments on the other side. You've got people who claim that the roofers can't be watching your dog, and it's your responsibility to take care of your dog, and they should have been taking care of the dog, and costs would be prohibitive. These are the defense arguments they're going to give. Costs for construction or for roofing your house would be prohibitive if they had to watch your animals also, and that's your job. But, you know, and that's why we start with the fact that the roofers recognize they're dealing in homes and front and back of the house where they have animals, and those animals have to be kept inside the yard. They let the animals out there, they've got responsibility, and they should have responsibility. Now, you know, and then there's going to be all the arguments made about whether or not there's intervening causes. Does the car hitting the dog? Does somebody hurting the dog? Was the car negligent? Was the car driver not doing what they were supposed to be doing? Were they not watching? Should they be responsible rather than the roofers being responsible? So you're going to have all those arguments going on. But the bottom line is your dog or your sister's dog got hurt because the dog got out because the roofers let the dog out, and that's what caused the vet bill. So the vet bill is right there, and there's no reason why the vet bill shouldn't be reimbursed. Now, loss of the dog itself, there are cases where people get money for loss of their pets, loss of their animals, and I believe that there is a great deal of concern over that, and they should get money over that because they've lost something that was important to them, and they've lost something they were training, and is part of the family. My dog's part of my family, and I know I wouldn't be happy if my dog got out by some worker and was killed, and I couldn't recover.
The other thing, Kendra, is they say, well, we'll pay you sentimental value for your dog, so why don't we give you $50? I mean, it's almost an insult. So it has to be attacked rather aggressively on the situation. So the bottom line answer is we feel like there's absolute liability in these roofers. They should have an insurance company And I have another question for you. There's people that were dealing with your sister and talking to them. Were they an insurance company or was it the roofing company?
So you know what? It was actually the landlord had hired on a company to do roofing and gutters. And so they were contracted in by the landlord. So I don't think it was by the insurance company.
Okay. So there's probably insurance for these roofers. I'm almost guarantee you there is. So that needs to be explored. That needs to be pushed okay. because the landlord and the roofers are just going to, they're just going to talk you and talk you and talk you until yeah. you're gone. Right.
And that's what they've been doing to her. Oh yeah. And she leaves a message and they're just kind of, oh yeah, yeah, we'll get back to you. Oh, well, and they just have ignored the letter, the certified letter they sent over. And they, meanwhile, her credit card is just accumulating like 30% interest with this vet, you know?
How long has this been going?
Yeah.
So this happened last year. And the dog ended up like in the ICU. And it was a puppy. So sentimental value, yeah. right?
Right.
So she obviously feels like this was her kid. And it was a year old. And then they live off a busy street. So it was obviously traumatic because some woman brought the dog in, and it was obviously hit by some car on this really busy street.
Right. So I'm going to tell you that we're going to help your sister and her husband. We would be glad to meet with them. They're going to need some guidance here, and we'll be glad to do it. We'd be glad to meet you if you want to come down. We'll buy you some coffee as well, okay?
I would love to meet you guys. You guys are just great. Like I said, I listened to you Saturday, and you guys are just great.
Thank you, guys. You're welcome. So I'll tell you what, we're going to put you on hold. You give Kevin your information. We'll set up a time, and you and your sister get to come to the offices of the law firm at Bell and Pollack.
We would love to meet you guys.
We'll see you down there.
All right. We're going to do that. So we'll make it a date, and thanks for giving us a call, okay?
Guys, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
All right. You're welcome. All right, Kendra, give your information to Kevin, and we appreciate all your calls. Our telephone number, 303-713-8255. Where do you go? Where can you go to talk law? Where do you go when you got the questions like Kendra just had and her sister had, and somebody's telling you it's no big deal? Well, it might be a huge deal. How do you navigate the insurance maze? And this show is designed for you on any subject. As you know, we're injury attorneys, so we navigate those insurance mazes for our clients all the time. And we were talking today, kind of the theme of today's show is this GEICO question, the GEICO issue. And I wanted to go back to that a minute, Brad, because we were talking about it was an East Coast case. There was one in New Jersey, et cetera, et cetera. But there are some federal laws about insurance, but the state laws on car insurance are paramount. The state laws. So just because something happened in Jersey doesn't mean it's going to be interpreted or handled the same way in Colorado.
That's right. You have to have the same laws, or you have to look at the laws of your particular state, and that's what's going on here. But what about, I don't know what about the fact that you must offer equivalent coverage, UIM coverage, to the liability coverage up to the $250,000, $500,000 limit that they can't get. I don't know what it is. And let me tell you, the insurance companies will do this. And we talk about GEICO. Gary, I just went through one with Progressive. And Progressive fought it tooth and nail because they didn't have a properly signed authorization to give up the underinsured motorist coverage. They didn't want to pay their UIM responsibilities. And they used every example. They said, well, look, you got subsequent. You were with us for a couple of years, and you got subsequent declaration pages in the mail that show that you didn't have that coverage. And you're duty-bound. There's a law out there that says you're duty-bound to read your policy. So it's your fault you didn't have UIM. You should have caught it. It's not our fault. And you know, the bottom line is they can't change the law. The law is the law. The statute says very clearly if you don't, or it says very clearly that you must, the insurance company must offer the UIM. And if they don't offer it, and if it's not accepted by the, or not rejected by the insured in writing, then the insured's got the coverage.
Yeah, let's make it very, very personal. We're talking about you. We're talking about you in a car accident. We're talking about you being injured, rear-ended, T-bone, head-on. It doesn't matter. We're talking about you. If the at-fault person, the person who hits you, has no insurance, you've got to go to your own car policy. That's the risk the insurance company, your company, doesn't want. They don't like it. They never evaluated the risk of the person who hits you. Now they're having to pay for that because that person who hits you, the at-fault party, has no insurance or does not have enough insurance, which triggers what the words are, underinsured motorist coverage. Underinsured. Not enough insurance. Therefore, we're going to see your policy. People ask us all the time. It is a tearful situation when we say, okay, the other person had $25,000 policy limits. That's all they bought to protect you. That's all the insurance they've got. What do you have? Let's look at your policy. Let's look at your UIM coverage. And I will send you a copy of my own deck sheet if you want it. This is important. This is critical. Because when you're in our office and you say, I got rear-ended and I've got neck problems, and the doctor says I've got to have surgery in my neck, and we say, well, the other person didn't have any insurance, let's look at your UIM coverage, and your company says you didn't buy any, or you rejected it, or you only wanted the minimum of $25,000. Are we making this clear? Are we making this? It's important that you do this. It's important. Do it now, right now. You know, we don't sell insurance. We protect you. We've been doing it for years. We don't ever even sell. We've never been connected with selling insurance. We get nothing from it. What we get, and what you get, is your protection. Okay? 303-713-8255, the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. And don't forget about the show that follows our show, the Consumer Real Estate Show. Consumer. Emphasis on the word consumer. Real Estate Show. Barry and Larry, they're very good. They're pros at what they do. They have years of experience. They will answer your questions and solve your problems on real estate because it's the Consumer Real Estate Show. Bell and Pollock will be right back. Welcome back. Grab your legal coffee. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's an information litter website if you want to listen to, see our podcasts. Some of them are videos, some of them are audioed. On any subject, we've got all the subjects there. You can do it. Back injuries, neck injuries, drunk driving injuries, concussion injuries, traumatic brain injuries, myofascial pain syndrome. How do you approach it? What do you do with the insurance company? It's all there for you. And right now, we're talking to Gina from Boulder. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning, guys. I've been selling insurance for the last several years. And yes, one of the things I try to do is make sure they also get an umbrella policy that has an endorsement on it that extends the uninsured motorist, underinsured motorist coverage. And I was wondering what your experience was with that kind of coverage, because not every company will offer that endorsement.
I want to say
bless you, Gina.
Yes.
Bless you.
And you know, the good part about it is that you identified one of the important parts about an umbrella policy is that it takes a special endorsement to extend the UIM coverage, because without the endorsement, the umbrella policy doesn't extend UIM coverage. It gives you coverage in other areas, but not for your own UIM. We recommend it. We are very much in favor of it. And that's what I was trying to talk about earlier when I said you have the good agents who are working hard to protect you, like you, Gina, and protect their insureds by giving them this kind of coverage. And I know at times that you've got to be struggling with them, with your customers thinking, oh my gosh, she's just trying to run up the bill, but you're not. What you're trying to do is give proper coverage and protect people, and that's what needs to be done, and the good agents need to be rewarded by bringing your business to you.
Exactly. You know, my take on this whole situation, Gina, is, as I said, thank you for doing that for your people, because, and I want to talk about the subject of people say, well, I bought, Mr. Pollock, I bought umbrella insurance. Okay, that's really good, that's good, but we got to see if it covers the car and the UIM. So how do you handle that, Gina?
Well, first of all, the nomenclature on uninsured, underinsured coverage, they get confused about that. I almost wished it could be called something else. But once they get that concept, it's like, all right, this is if you get hit by somebody who doesn't have this. And then I give them an example. I actually have a guy in my agency, he wasn't my client at the time, but he got hit by an uninsured motorist, and he was a dentist. This was back maybe 15 years ago.
Yes, ma'am.
And it was when the airbags were not as, well, I don't know, I guess they can still injure you, but they injured and burned his hands, and so it rendered him unable to practice his profession of being a dental surgeon.
Right.
And he had the highest limits he could buy at the time, but he got hit by somebody who didn't have any insurance. And so his uninsured motorist coverage paid up to $250,000 for that event. Well, that was not enough. He had to have like five surgeries. And
my gosh.
And he lost his ability to practice his craft. So he's not without a major umbrella. But what he told me was not every company offers that endorsement on an umbrella, and most umbrellas are sold without it.
Well, my point is, and you just hit the nail right on the head. My point is, if you're going to buy an umbrella insurance, and you should, then do it. But if you're going to do it, go to step two. Go up the stairway another step. Step two is make sure your umbrella insurance covers you for UM/UIM for your car accident and injuries. Don't assume it covers you.
No.
Umbrella coverage is very, very inexpensive, too. It's a good deal. It's something to have. Hey, Gina, do you mind telling us who your agency is or who you write for?
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually getting ready to stop at the end of this month. I'm moving to Arizona, but it's American Family Insurance. And, so I'm in business for actually next week and a half. If anybody wants to give me a call, 303-444-8264.
Well, you're right on the money for your people, your customers. That's incredible comments.
Yeah, you know your job. You're doing great. I'm sorry we're losing you at Arizona.
Yeah.
Why are you leaving us?
Looking for something a little more affordable for retirement, and the growth here is getting a little congested for me.
Okay.
Nothing like absolute honesty. Thanks, Gina, and we really appreciate it. And if you don't mind, I'm going to put you on hold. If you have Kevin, your contact information, I think I'd like to talk to you.
Sure.
Okay, thanks. I'm going to put you on hold. Thank you very much for the call. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We are injury attorneys in our day lives. Our radio live right here is for you. And you know, we do separate radio shows. We do an injury show that's a 30-minute show. We cut one every week. It airs on the weekend in a variety of stations. I'm not going to repeat them all here. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and see what they are. And it also airs in the mountains on a variety of stations. And if you don't get, you can listen to the podcast on our website. Just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. And I don't think people realize that many times we have shows on back injuries, neck injuries. And I said earlier, myofascial pain syndrome. Surveillance, if they put you under surveillance, what if they're going to send you to a doctor that you don't know? They call it an IME, an independent medical examination. You've been injured. The insurance company is going to send you to a doctor, a strange doctor, an IME. What are you going to do? How do you approach it? What do you need to know? You can ask us anytime. All of these subjects are on our website, championsofthepeople.com, and more. We had a show on neighborhood meetings. You have a neighborhood meeting with regard to carpooling your children to school. What are the laws? What do you need to do insurance-wise? We did that show. That was a 30-minute show. We've done shows on traumatic brain injuries and concussions and how insurance companies fight them and fight you and what you need to know and do. And I can't sit here and repeat all the information on all of our shows. Just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's easy and it's free. Right now, Mike's joining us from Littleton about a tax question. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hey, I don't know if this is up your alley, but Kevin said you might be able to help me out with a referral of some kind.
Okay.
I've got probably 10 to 15 years, at least, of non-filed tax returns. And I've got the records for, let's say, maybe the last 10. And most of it's just regular W-4 income, but I've got some 1099 stuff mixed in there. And I've paid, you know, my taxes, as far as they've just pulled it out of my check, whatever that is. I'm sure that's all the Social Security's been pulled out, 15.6 or whatever that is, and then some federal over the years. But, you know, to get all those returns done would cost quite a bit, let alone, you know, pay the tax itself. And I was just wondering if there's any organization that could at least help me do my returns.
Oh, yeah. You've got to get involved with one. Have you been contacted by the IRS at all?
No, just the state, and they're only worried about 2012 right now. So I'm going to make payments arrangements for that there's just the state tax. But the IRS has not even contacted me in years, and I'm kind of surprised, actually.
Well, yeah, and it's going to be a matter of time that it will, especially if the state's on to you, because they'll report it, you know.
Right. Well, the state's not reporting it. The IRS is telling the state what I owe the state, and I've just been dealing with them for now. Every year they contact me and send me a letter, and I basically start making payment arrangements with them. But the IRS themselves haven't tried to contact me at all.
And, you know, you say
you're ticking time bomb.
That's probably a correct statement. But, I can get you started a little bit, and we can also give you a referral. That's not a problem at all. But strangely enough, I mean, the website of the Internal Revenue Service has FAQs, frequently asked questions. Some of those questions are on that. They also have a subsection called Interactive Tax Assistant. Interactive Tax Assistant. And you may want to do that, but also... you know, people are kind of paranoid about getting to the IRS site because they think maybe they get tracked to their computer, et cetera, et cetera. But, I mean, those are frequently asked questions, and there's an interactive tax assistant, okay? So that being said, we can certainly get you to the right people.
Right, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to have to get you referred to the right people and get you taken care of.
You know, there's a lot of money involved getting these things straightened out, you know, if you go through certain organizations like Tax Pros or people like that. I know I did some of that a long time ago.
Right.
And I'm just wondering, how do you get your returns done somehow without, you know, forking out 10 grand or whatever?
QuickBooks and TurboTax. But, you know, and you can actually set it up to go way back. But we got to go now. So let's get your name and number and let us help you.
All right. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, championsofthepeople.com. Go to our website and visit that information loaded website. And that's why we call ourselves Champions of the People. Any of our free books are there. Don't forget of our books. And our first book was Don't Get Hurt in the Same Accident Twice, Once in the Accident, and Again the Insurance Claim. Bell and Pollock, Champions of the People.